This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now in the BetQL guest hotline, Kevin McCarthy. You know him well, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. What's up, Kevin?
It's time to get rich.
What's up, buddy?
So it seems like the masses loved Joker 2. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's about as true as a statement as Eric meeting me at 1 o'clock this Sunday for a movie and a tattoo date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a good counter.
Hey, Eric, listen.
Yeah,
Eric, listen. I know there's not a lot going on in the NFL this weekend, so I thought maybe this would be a good time for us to get together. I mean, I I've been trying to hang out with you outside of work for so long, and you just keep. You keep denying it, and I think
I'll meet you
Sunday
for lunch after a show in the middle of the week.
You guys could get matching Jaden tattoos.
I mean, I know you're doing a bit, but I'll meet you for lunch.
I'm not doing a bit at all. Are you? I'm sorry if I missed this. Are you going to the game, Eric?
No, curiosity. No. But I'll be out of town. I'm out of town every weekend.
I can't believe that this is like one of the biggest games in local history. I can't believe you're not going to go. It's crazy to me.
It's week six. I've already had this argument with Valdez.
I know. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all the years of hearing the Titanic music on the show and everything. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm pulling for you, brother. Always.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, did you want to talk about Joker 2 flopping?
Yeah. I mean, listen. I mean, you guys heard my review last week on your show. I'm not going to reiterate all that again. But I think the problem with Joker 2 is that in Hollywood, they sometimes, every time a movie makes a lot of money, you want to see a sequel to it. Like, there should not be a sequel to Barbie. They should not do a sequel to Barbie because it was amazing as a one-off film. And now they want to do all the other toy movies. But sometimes you have to realize that certain things hit at the right time and they do well. And Joker, the reason I compare Joker and Barbie is because Joker should have been a one-off film. It made $1 billion. It was R-rated. It was a huge success. The brilliance of the first Joker is that the nuance and ambiguity of the film, did he do it? Did he not do it? Was it all in his head, et cetera? That was what made the movie so interesting. And then they went and did a sequel that basically undid all of that. And it had 12 or so musical numbers that just felt strange because the numbers were supposed to be psychological breaks for the characters, but they ended up becoming kind of annoying for the audience in a way. And so I'm the first one opened at $96 million. This one did not open anywhere near that. And that just shows you that the audience was not, they were not interested in a in another sequel for that film, let alone a musical version of a sequel to that film. And hey,
going back to the original Batman at the movie theater, okay, which was Jack Nicholson as the Joker. There was, if I recall, there was like a almost like a dance video in the middle of it with the Joker, like a musical number type thing. Did these all have like almost like dance videos within the movie?
Yeah, I mean, well, no. I mean, the tone of Tim Burton's Batman and the Joker that Nicholson played was almost this over the top comical version of it. Obviously,
very cartoony.
And that juxtaposed really heavily to what Ledger brought to the role in The Dark Knight, which was a very dark and very, you know, like a very heavy version of the character. And then this Joker equally is dark and heavy. And then they try, the musical numbers aren't funny in this movie. There's nothing funny about anything in Joker 2. It's a very depressing experience. Any type of lighthearted dancing that you may be referring to or comical nature you might be referring to from the first Batman is not the tone here at all. It just didn't work.
More depressing than Joker 2, and talking about it for back-to-back weeks, Megaflopolis has made $10 million worldwide. Are people's heads rolling in the streets for green-lighting that?
Yeah, I mean, and that was also mostly, I think, if not all, self-funded by Francis Ford Coppola. And that's like a $125 million film.
That's a big he took a big fat L, Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah,
he could have just burned his money.
Well, so the interesting thing about that, we'll transition to this, is Terrifier 3, which opens this Friday, which opens today. Mm-hmm. This is a franchise. Listen, I know you guys might not know.
Hold
this
on,
franchise.
Wait a second. What is it called? Terrifier?
I've never heard of Terrifier 1 or 2.
That's a franchise?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and explain it, because I think it's really cool.
I need some explanation.
Well, right now, Terrifier 3 is, so these are independent films that have become cult hits in the horror industry. So if you guys walk into, if you've seen a character called Art the Clown, if you look him up on Google, you've probably seen images of him. If you ever walk into a Spirit Halloween, he's
JP
right there.
JP lives in Spirit Halloween, like from September 1 to November 1.
Hmm. Well, JP, you've probably seen this guy in Spirit Halloween then. He's like, it's Art the Clown is like a serial killer clown that's it's in this franchise. And basically the character's played by a guy named David Howard Thornton. And the first two films were made on micro budgets. So the second film cost $250,000 to make, and it made $15 million at the box office. And so think about what you just said, Cakes, about the Megalopolis. You know, that movie cost $125 million, and it's probably not even going to make 15 if it's lucky.
Man,
and so
brutal.
Terrifier 2 cost $250,000 and made 15. So the crazy part about that is it's become such a cult classic. This new one coming out today, I think it costs about $1.5 million or $2 million. It's on track to make somewhere between 12 and 18 million this weekend. And so obviously you can see the growth happening there. This is purely independent cinema. These are very brutal films, but they are also done in a very over the top way as well. And I got to shout out Damian Leone, the filmmaker of this. I mean, this is one of those classic stories where a guy had an idea and ran with it, and it grabs an audience, and it's going to make millions and millions of dollars this weekend, and theoretically beat Joker 2 in its second weekend. And I think people need to understand, a second weekend box office for a major film, I mean, Joker 2 reportedly cost somewhere near $200 million to make. And you're talking about a film that this weekend is going to take it down, that only cost about $1.5 million or $2 million. And, you know, my opinion is that there's an inspiration that comes with what Terrifier has done for audiences. Listen, your audience listening to me right now, probably a lot of people might not even know what Terrifier is, and that's fine. But you're about to learn about it this weekend when you see all the news stories on Monday that it became number one and it beat Joker. It's going to be big. So I will tell you this. I love this film. I am a newfound fan of the Terrifier franchise. These are not films for everybody. The real sell in these movies is really kind of the kills, the way that the art, the clown, like, it's kind of like, think about Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees. When you watch a Freddy Krueger movie, a Nightmare on Elm Street film, you're always curious how Freddy's going to do his kills. And Freddy's character always enjoys, in a sick way, how he does his kills. And I don't know if you guys remember, do you guys remember one of the best kills of all time, Nightmare on Elm Street 1? Remember Johnny Depp in the bed, and he gets sucked into the bed, and the blood shoots out? Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that. Eric Pickle does not remember that, but I do.
That's Johnny Depp. That's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That one of his first movies, Wes Craven. So, listen, this is not for everybody, but I do recommend it if you're a horror fan and if you just like independent cinema. I really love this film. I give it a 4 out of 5. I think it's really well done. Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's doing really well as well. And it's about to beat Joker this weekend. So
Terrifier 3, 4 out of 5. Now, I've seen trailers for this show that you want to talk about. Fill us in on disclaimer. The trailers look good. Looks like it has a very good cast.
Yeah, I'm interviewing Sacha Baron Cohen this morning. This is a series directed by a guy named Alfonso Cuarón, who did Gravity. He did Prisoner of Azkaban, the Harry Potter film. He's one of the best filmmakers working today. A movie called Roma was his last film he did. This is a 7-part series. The first 2 episodes dropped today. And Cate Blanchett is the lead star of it. And I'm trying to think of how to explain it without spoiling anything. But basically, a young boy goes on a trip and ends up dead. And that storyline of the parents dealing with the death of their son is connected to 2 other storylines in the series. And the question then becomes, what happened? Who's involved? And basically what happens is the father of the son who passed puts a book out that tries to claim that somebody who is well known in the world is somehow responsible for that death. And that becomes a whole cycle of revenge and interesting perspective. So
you watched the first 2 episodes?
I watched all 7.
Oh, you already watched all 7.
Because they sent me all 7, and I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it is. And Billie Eilish's brother, Finneas O'Connell, who produces all of Billie Eilish's music, did the music for it. Sacha Baron Cohen, Cate Blanchett, Kevin Kline, who's absolutely incredible in the series. Look it up. The first 2 episodes drop today, and then it comes out week to week after that. Like,
is it Apple TV Plus?
Apple TV Plus. Yeah. Disclaimer: it is absolutely remarkable. You're going to get to the end of episode 2, and you're going to be like, "Why do I have to wait a week and then another week and another week to watch this?" Like, it is, and I'll tell you right now, it is worth watching all the way through episode 7. And episode 7 is going to blow your mind.
Very cool.
So I think that drops in November. So
that's awesome.
Disclaimer, first 2 out today.
And I'm just going to throw it out there. I said last week, and I think Cakes and his wife watch it. My wife and I finished Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell. Mm. Really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
She actually doesn't want another season because of the way it ended.
Yeah.
She was like, this was perfect. It's 10 episodes. They're all about 20 minutes or 22 minutes. It's a perfect, like, watch with your wife show.
It's a comedy.
They just announced season 2.
They did announce season two. See, it could go downhill.
It was such a hit. They were like, we have to do another
season.
That's
what I told my wife. She was like, she liked the kind of the happy ending there at the end of the first season.
Everybody loves those.
Well, also, I mean, there's something to be said about a good 25-minute episode show.
Yes.
I think that we're, you know, like, this disclaimer show, their episodes are 45 minutes, and obviously that's kind of standard these days, or an hour, how long these episodes are. But with something like Nobody Wants This, like, there's something, it's almost like eating an appetizer. Mm-hmm. and you go, oh yeah, I'll watch one. And then you go,
loaded
I can watch
skins, Kevin.
One.
I don't even think they're
so
25
good.
Minutes. I really think they were 22 minutes. Like, they almost formatted it for regular TV, and you could crank out 3 in an hour. And they're all kind of like feel good episodes. Like, if you just want feel good TV, Nobody Wants This on Netflix. But you could disclaimer, did you give it actually a rating? You said absolutely remarkable.
I didn't, Yeah, I don't usually give ratings for TV shows. I mean, but like from what I watched, I would give it a 4.5 out of 5, maybe even a 5. I hadn't actually thought about a rating for it yet because I just watched all 7 back to back. But I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And it's directed by a guy who's done a lot of cinema. Gravity was obviously a huge success with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. So I highly recommend it. If you have a chance to watch at least one of the episodes, I think there's no question you're going to be hooked.
All right, Kevin. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, pal.
All right, guys. See you
later.
Coming up next, we hit the scans to get into Commanders Ravens on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Back on a Football Friday on The Fan, John Feinstein joins us today. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about Brian Robinson's status. But time now to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. I don't know where to begin. Obviously, by the way, I tried to click on the Baltimore Sun story about this being the hottest ticket in town.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a
paywall.
Yeah. I even went to my little paywall cheat code.
Okay.
Didn't even work there.
Oh, interesting.
So I can't even get on it. I tried. But anyway, massive game.
Let's see what the ticks are going for in the aftermarket.
I think they're about 300 plus, right?
I think I saw for like 280.
Mike Marr says it's his Super Bowl. He said this is our Super Bowl. Yeah, he wants me to get fired up.
Damn right it is. Bragging rights to the DMV here.
Tickets as low as $262.
That's the lowest ticket right now.
I see for $248 on SeatGeek.
Wow. All right. So if you want to go, you bring a family of four. It costs $1,000.
Hey, Valdez, if you're in the last row at M&T Bank Stadium and you look out into the horizon, what can you see? How far can you see?
Probably all the way to Dundalk.
Okay.
I say Key Bridge, but there's no Key Bridge.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
I was close to the last row. I don't know if it was last year when I went to two Ravens games. I think that was two seasons ago. And it wasn't bad.
The last Raven game.
I'm too jaded at this point. I like having.
I think the last Raven game I went to, Valdez was with me.
That's right. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, 49ers, Ravens. Yeah.
You could see. You might be able to see the Domino Sugar Plant.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
Maybe the Leg Mason Building.
That would be nice,
Valdez,
too.
Do you remember who won the 49er Raven game on Thanksgiving, I don't know, 10 years ago?
I do. It was the Ravens. It was like 19.
It was an ugly game.
Yeah, it was like 19-7 or something.
It
like
was such an ugly game. Well, I think that's the last time I was at a Ravens game.
Just real quick, I don't know.
We did go to the Ravens-Colts. I think it was a playoff game when Peyton Manning was still playing.
Is that 2014?
Who's we? You and Valdez did?
No, I think, didn't we all?
We went to a game with the Gov.
Oh, yeah, we were in the Gov. Governor
Earl. That was a long time ago.
That is a while ago, yeah.
No, not 2014. I want to say 2006.
It was 20 years ago, yeah.
That was a long time. I wore my long brown leather coat.
I think Peyton lit him up.
Jugs.
I think.
I don't remember.
Jugs.
I wonder what the Gov's up to these days.
Probably consulting.
Doing speeches for like six figures.
Checking his Vanguard every day.
Oh, checking the Vanguard,
Just some interesting snap counts from last week. Marcus Mariota played 9 snaps, if you remember, Cakes.
I do remember him coming in the game.
Jaden kind of rested in the fourth quarter. Enough that they released Sam Hartman yesterday.
Dreamy Sam Hartman.
Now, I think they're going to re-sign him to the practice squad if they haven't already.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any different. It was just kind of unusual that they had basically 4 active quarterbacks last week. But Mariota apparently showed them enough.
That how much is Driscoll making?
Driscoll? I mean,
it's probably making about half a milli, $650 or something like that.
He's
probably like $1 million.
I'm gonna say he's more than
million
that
because he's been in the league that long.
He's been in the league a while.
You're probably right.
If he's been in the league 5 years.
You know, I'm to the point now where Jaden is so
he's over $1 million.
I don't even consider what the backups are doing. I have no use for them.
Yeah.
The Driscolls of the world, the Marcus Mariotas of the world.
Agree with you. It's irrelevant.
Now, if he gets hurt, then those guys obviously come into play.
Yeah, but it's a hit the skin segment, so you got to mention
Driscoll's making 1.125.
Yeah, nice. He's been in the league for a few years, so that makes sense.
So just, you've been talking about Brian Robinson, and obviously they're reducing his workload. He's battling something. I don't know if it's
knee
a knee
injury.
Something. He only had 23 snaps. Eckler had 33. McNichols had 15. I feel comfortable if it's an Eckler-McNichols week.
Yeah, McNichols is showing enough that if
Eckler catching up for my bet?
No, he's not.
He doesn't touch the ball
enough. Unless B-Rob misses like 6 weeks, I'm winning that bet.
Right.
I think so. My whole theory was that Eckler's better, and I do think whenever he touches it, he's better.
He's very
he just doesn't
good.
Touch it very often.
They're clearly managing his touches coming off that high ankle sprain last year.
The wide receiver reps, Terry McLaurin, 45 offensive snaps, 67% of them. I don't know why Terry's not out there like 85-90% of the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just give him a rest.
Luke McCaffrey right behind him, just one less rep than Terry.
I saw Baldy jocking Luke McCaffrey on one of his Baldy breakdowns on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Him receiving, but his blocking.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
And he had a nice block and was at one of the B-Rob touchdowns last week.
Yeah, we just sealed the edge. People have been raving about him.
Yeah.
In fact,
really good all-around player.
Kingsbury was saying, you know, it's all still so new to him, but he goes so hard in practice. You know, they wear those monitors and everything. They have to almost tell him to dial it down a little bit.
Right.
He's just like, he overexerts himself.
He's like a psycho. He's like John Gruden doing TikToks in practice. That sort of thing.
A couple other things, you know, I know that you guys like to tease me about Jamin Davis because he hasn't had a massive impact. He played 23 snaps. The most was Dorrance Armstrong at defensive end. He played 36.
He played well.
His Dante QB Fowler, pressures are way
they all
up.
Played well.
His QB pressures, just look at the ceiling tiles. That's
did Jamin Davis play
like.
Well? I mean, I didn't even see him out there.
I think he was like middle of the pack as far as like he made 2 tackles, had an assist.
Mm-hmm.
I think the PFF grade was like in the 50s, I think. I could be wrong.
Look, he may ultimately have a few sacks. It's just for the amount of back padding that you did that he's
here's what I thought. I thought he was going to they were going to try to turn him into Micah Parsons. What they're doing is they're turning Frankie Louvu into Micah Parsons.
Which is fantastic. By the way, you want some Wendy's saucy nugs on Dorrance Armstrong over the last 2 weeks from PFF? Amongst edge defenders over the last 2 weeks, he grades second in pass rush grade, second in sacks at 2.5, tied for third with 11 pressures, 32.6% pass rush grade, which ranks second. He is officially coming on, Dorrance Armstrong.
Oh, that's the last 2 weeks of the grades?
Last 2 weeks, yep.
All right, I know that Drabby had put on the outline to kind of go through some of these power rankings for quarterbacks. And I've got four different ones here, okay? I've got CBS's power rankings for quarterbacks, the NFL.com's power rankings, PFF's, and USA Today's. And it is interesting. I mean, Jaden is really up there in a lot of these. Now, I'll just go in order here. With CBS, okay?
Can I add one to it at the end?
Sure. With CBS, and this is Cody Benjamin's power rankings.
I think I know the one JP's going to add.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
He's got Lamar Jackson number one.
Okay.
Okay. Hard to argue. Reigning MVP from 2023. May even be the favorite this year again. Who knows? He's got Joe Burrow, two. Jason, my guy, Brock Purdy. Okay. Told you from day one. I think that guy looks legit. I did. Back padding machine.
I know, give it back. You watched them a lot in college.
So no, I didn't matter. That's irrelevant. They're all great in college.
Relax.
I watched him over there. No. I watched him with your boys. You questioned him. You didn't think you could win with Brock Purdy. I'm telling you, you can win with Brock Purdy.
Well, he's got a great support staff, but he played very well last night.
He generally plays well every week. Josh Allen, 4. Baker, 5. Fraud. Patrick Mahomes, 6. Jaden Daniels, 7. Ahead of your boy Sam Darnold, ahead of C.J. Stroud, ahead of Dak, ahead of Cakes' guy Kirk Cousins, ahead of J.P.'s Jordan Love.
I'm
that.
A Jordan Love guy now?
You kind of are.
It's a Jordan Love truther over there?
You kind of are.
Jordan Love is pretty good.
NFL.com. They've got Lamar 1, Burrow 2, Mahomes vaults to 3, Josh Allen 4, C.J. Stroud 5, Jaden 6.
All right, so you've got a 7 and a 6.
7 and a 6. PFF. A lot of people love PFF. Ron Rivera loves PFF. Okay.
He's got the papers.
Let me see here.
He did all the scouting.
This is kind of crazy. They've got Derek Carr 1. His passing grade right now is the highest. I don't know what they're doing over there.
That makes me question everything about PFF.
Right.
Right there. He's had a lot of long bombs to... Rashid Shaheed. That's his guy. It's his deep threat.
All right. Joe Burrow 2. Brock Purdy 3, Lamar 4, Baker 5, Kyler 6, Kyler, Jaden 7. So we got 7, 6, 7.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're talking about top 10 quarterback right now.
Yes.
And let's go to, this is USA Today, their power rankings. Mark Giannotto. He's got, I'm scrolling. Josh Allen 1. Joe Burrow, 2.
After a 9 for 30.
Jaden Daniels, 3.
With a bullet. That's
pretty good. Do you want me to give you the 33rd team's rankings, EB?
Yes.
Week 6 rankings. This is Dan Pizzuta. You go reverse order. Starting, where do you want me to start?
Start top 5.
Just go with the top 5?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Number
5. Down low.
They've got Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, they've got Josh Allen.
All right.
Number 3, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
I haven't heard Jaden's name yet.
Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Well, that's why he's bringing this up.
Numero uno, according to the 33rd team, where they have guys like Jay Gruden contributing and GMs. Jaden Daniels, number 1.
Wow.
You can see the full rankings.
What are they basing it on?
Sports
what is
Junkies
their rationale?
Radio. This, I don't know, but
it
actually has
of all the coaches.
It's the guys who no. It says from Dan Pizzuta. I don't know if he's got his own metrics, and it is for this week, so it might be a projection because they've got Drake May with a not applicable at 32. They've got Deshaun Watson 31.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up some notable guys earlier. Like, they've got C.J. Stroud 17th.
You want to
breakdown? He's definitely taking a little bit of a step back.
Here's his breakdown on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
He said, Jaden Daniels keeps progressing in a way that impresses each week. His week 5 game against Cleveland was his worst of the season statistically, but he's created such a big margin for error with his play style. There's always a big play lurking, whether it's through the air or on the ground. He only had a 35.9% success rate, but his 0.18 EPA per play still ranked him 9th for the week. What's clear is there are more answers for Daniels when he's in trouble with more throws on the move and outside the pocket. He's also more comfortable managing the pocket and throwing deep inside the progression of the offense.
You know what's interesting about the outside the pocket? I believe it was when I was listening to Grant and Danny, and Grant said this, that they looked at all of his film in college, that it sounded absurd to me, but that he only had one throw on the run outside of the pocket. Like, that wasn't what he did. So if he ever bounced out of the pocket, he ran.
Mm-hmm.
But he already has had multiple throws now on the run Kingsbury, outside of the pocket.
Quinn said in his presser, like after week one or week two, the next step is getting him to keep his eyes downfield and make throws on the run. Right. We see it all the time in practice. So we know we can do it. Right. And now you're starting to see
it
in the
games. You probably didn't have to. Like at LSU, if they're running, you know, go routes, Malik Neighbors and the kid that's playing for Jacksonville,
Brian Thomas. Who's a stud.
You know, you're probably throwing the deep ball all the time. So he had, almost 50 touchdown passes in college?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if by chance there's pressure, he just bounces out and runs.
Right.
But last week, that throw to Terry McLaurin was a phenomenal play. I just watched Emmanuel Acho do a breakdown of that play, and he kept repeating the audacity of Jaden Daniels, dude, the audacity of Terry McLaurin to call for it. Because McLaurin had Denzel Ward behind him. He was 40 yards away from Jaden Daniels. Jaden's flush to the right, and he's calling for it, and he's still on the left side of the field. And he's crossing, and then Jaden launches it, and obviously Terry catches it 60 yards down the field.
No, it's a great play. I mean, for him to make that play in his 5th NFL game, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah. It's just remarkable, yeah, that here we are, and you've even got some of these guys. I didn't even know the 33rd team had him ranked 1. I mean, that's
numero
remarkable.
Uno.
I think that's for this week. That might be a projection based on the defense they're facing.
Okay. Maybe that's a fantasy thing, if you want to pick a guy.
Well, yeah, it's they're playing a pass defense that gave up five touchdowns last week.
Where does Dave Richard have Jaden ranked this week?
It's
got to be top 5.
His ranking's top 2 or 3. I'll double check it, though. I mean, he's up there.
Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns against him.
Right.
So, I'll give you Dave's rankings in one
second. I'm not expecting him to throw. Has he even had a game with 2 touchdowns yet?
No,
sure,
but he's been
hoard
a little bit. Didn't Terry go down on one, at the 1 yard line? And
close enough.
You know, some of those, he's going to have some games where he has 3 touchdowns.
He's got him 5.
He has him 5. His colleague, Jamie Eisenberg, has Jaden Daniels 2nd on his quarterback rankings, only behind Lamar. And Heath Cummings has Daniels number 5.
Daniels had the 2 touchdowns in the Bengal game.
2 passes?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
3 total, and then.
Right.
And 2 passes, yes.
But again, he's had a couple where I think he had, he flipped one out to Brian Robinson, which could have been a touchdown pass, but he went down at the 1, and then they run it in.
He's got 8 total touchdowns in the 5 games.
Right. Hey.
Is that right around where you thought he'd be, or is that?
Maybe, I think a little under. I thought I would have, to be honest.
I thought he would have more than 4 passing touchdowns in 5 weeks.
I thought he would have more than 4 passing touchdowns.
But, we'll
see
what happens.
I don't think he's in the MVP. I just don't think he's putting up big enough numbers.
No, he's not.
Well, if he goes out and puts up big numbers against the Ravens, he's going to inch higher in the MVP talk.
But Valdez brought up a good point earlier this week where he said that MVP is becoming the quarterback from the team with the best record.
Okay.
And if you look at Lamar's numbers last year, I mean, he was excellent, but it's not like he threw for 40 touchdown passes.
I understand.
I want to say his touchdown pass total was in the mid-20s.
Yeah, his combo was what, 30-some?
Yeah. It was in the mid-30s, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sick.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that's right. I mean, usually the team with the best record,
I also don't
quarterback
think we're
going to
have
really
the best
year.
Record.
You know, no, probably
I don't think
not.
So either.
Right. So, I think that the MVP, and I think Jaden's going to go down as one of the greats of his generation. I think that it's a little premature. I don't think it's even possible.
There haven't been any bumps in the road just yet, which is why I think you care more about Jaden. You don't want to see any bumps in the road.
Star right. Keep rising.
Yes,
I just want to see more.
I get
more.
It.
Keep seeing more, but I love what I've seen. Well, I don't even know what I don't even know what I need to see.
Yeah, I mean, I've
seen it all.
What you've seen,
I think you could do it all.
All right, we got our touchdown parlay coming up next.
Looking to upgrade your office game, my friends? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan, and you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion would. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Cakes, you often do this bit on the show where you brag about how your hands are so soft. And
they are pretty baby soft and supple.
He does that bit a lot.
Getting a lit. They might need some moisturizer because we're getting. They might be a little bit rough for my standards. But yeah, they as advertised. I mean, look at these hands.
No calluses.
I mean, very little calluses. Maybe from tennis or pickleball, but very very little.
The reason I bring it up is I have a bunch of Hakeem Nicks.
Mm-hmm, yes,
and it took my wife to remind me why. I was like, I got all these. They're just tiny little.
What are they
like
from?
Cuts and scabs. And I was like, why do I have all these little nicks? It's something which I know Cakes doesn't do. Raking leaves and breaking the sticks to put them in the bag.
Oh, yeah, I do. Because
I had branches when it was windy. I had all these branches fall down, and a lot of them are big. Then you got to crack them and cut them, chop them in two and chop them three and four, and then they end up cutting you.
See, that's where you're wrong, because I do some of that, but I feel like I shouldn't because, they're not my trees. They're leaves from my neighbor's trees. They should come into my backyard.
What about from that big-ass tree you have? That's a pine tree.
It's a pine tree. There's no leaves whatsoever. My neighbors, their trees put leaves into my yard. So what they should do is they should bring their bags and their rakes into my yard and rake up their leaves.
Correct.
I don't know if that's what people do.
They don't.
No, I know they don't. But if we lived in a perfect society, which we don't, we clearly don't.
But how do you know the leaves are from the neighbor to the right, could be from the left, because the wind blows, could be from across the street?
You know what they can do? They can have a leaf raking party, and they can all just pitch in and come in and rake their leaves out of my yard, and then take the bags and put them down on the end of their driveway.
That monstrosity, that big-ass tree in front of your house.
Yeah.
Does the sap get on your cars?
No. There's no sap.
It's not directly over the cars.
Nope. Not yet.
Right.
That could be happening. But again, leaf raking party, my backyard. Let's go 2 or 3 weeks from now. It's early to mid-November. Let's come rake them all up. Mm-hmm. Take care of that.
All right. The boys are back in studio. So let's do our Junkies touchdown parlay. We hit in week one. We've been close a couple times. Can I lead off? Because I think I'm going with an obvious one. I have no idea what the odds are, but I told Cakes, and I'm going to go with it.
Sure, you can leave.
I had my formula of taking top receivers against the Commanders' defense. Didn't work out last week because Deshaun Watson is so bad. So I'm going to amend it a little bit, but I'm going to take Derrick Henry against the Commanders' defense. He's going to find the end zone.
Guess what it is?
Minus 170.
Minus 170. What do you think the odds are?
Minus 200.
All right. Behind the glass, what do you guys think the Derrick Henry rushing touchdown prop is?
We're in a screaming match back here. We need a minute.
Okay, right. No worries. It's minus 330.
Oh!
That is going to completely torpedo.
No, you got to throw that out.
He's going to score, but that's going to completely torpedo the parlay.
That's his pick. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't care what you pick.
What's the point?
It's not going to win, but the parlay's not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to take Terry.
Okay, I go to the same game. Let's see what Terry's doing here.
Terry McLaurin.
He's going to have a passing touchdown against this defense, I would think. It's hard to pick wide receiver touchdowns, I think. But I'm going to go with Terry.
Terry McLaurin's number is... He's plus 170.
All right, we'll take that.
Okay, so we've got Henry and McLaurin so far in the same game.
Right.
Spin the wheel.
What are those guys arguing about? What are you guys arguing about?
I don't know. It's a big brouhaha, apparently.
What are you arguing about?
We're arguing about our touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys just doing one pick?
I mean, we don't really.
Or three to one.
The wind was, you know, taken out of your sails
by JP.
Well, you can do three different picks if you want.
Valdez, it doesn't matter. Because
all right, you guys pick, then, whoever starts.
Have you guys landed on a player, or are you still
debating? Yet. Also, the wind kind of got taken out because you guys did Terry McLaurin, Aaron Derrick Henry, so we kind of don't want to go in the same game and have three picks.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love this play in the game.
But it's the same game? Who cares?
But it's the same
game.
Do
you think it's going to happen? I mean, they're going to score points.
Who do you love?
It's the highest total on the board.
I love, at this price, at 12-1,
okay.
I love Charlie Kohler to score. 12-1. I love it.
I mean, look, if it's not going to make any money anyway because we have a -330 pick in there. You might as well go with the long shot.
Right. Does Drab like it?
No, it's just too many touchdowns in one game.
But it's the highest total on the board.
I told Valdez this. I'm going to put a big chunk of my money on Charlie Kohler to score a touchdown this weekend. If he believes in it that much, I'll make a sizable dumb bet.
All right.
He's their number three tight end.
Yes.
He had three catches for like 80 yards last week.
I think we're going to go.
And a touchdown.
I think we're going to go with Mar's guy this week. Mar's got to get somebody he's picked
all right.
out.
All right. Who do you got, Mar?
I love Jameson Williams, man. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of targets every single week, maybe like three or four, but he can take the top off the defense. They're going to be focusing on Amon-Ra. Jameson Williams is due to score again. He hasn't scored in like a couple weeks.
Theory. Are you doing due theory?
Doing due theory. But also, this guy Kohler, he had two targets in the first four games of
the
season.
By the way, his logic is Jameson hasn't had a lot of targets, but he's going to get some this week. And then he goes, but Kohler hasn't had a lot of targets.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in with Jameson Williams.
He's at +185.
Right. I've never loved Charlie Kohler to score more in my life.
But what can you explain why?
Just because watching last week, mm-hmm. the focus is a lot on Likely and Andrews, and Kohler just is left wide open all the time. Not to mention he's in on the goal line packages, and if they do run QB sneak at the goal line, they don't run it with Lamar. Kohler comes in under center.
Okay. So you got a dual threat guy.
So we got Kohler. We've got
No, Kohler's out.
It's Jameson Williams.
They're just going to do their
This is just my advisor. I love this play on the board.
So Jameson Williams is your collective pick.
Yes.
All right, Jameson Williams is in.
That's the bit season play.
All right.
Just for the record, I thought when we brought this back, we said nothing more than -200 for a play.
I don't remember saying that, but okay.
You got to do a little bit of research. You can't just say, I don't even know what the odds are. Give me this play. I mean, come on.
All right. I've been hot. I don't know if you've paid attention, but I gave you James Conner.
Yep.
I gave you Steph Diggs. And then last week I gave you Jamar Chase. Should have picked two touchdowns for Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so three out of the last 4 weeks I've hit. I like this one again. The Colts are playing at Tennessee. All right? The Colts defense isn't good. I think Anthony Richards isn't back, but who knows?
He had a full practice yesterday,
I'm going to assume he's back. But the Colts aren't very good defensively. And in fact, against the run, they're second to last in the league just to the Rams. All right, I like Tony Pollard for the Titans to score against the Colts at home. Colts, you know, like I said, they're giving up almost 160 on the ground. I think Pollard's going to score. I believe he's +110 or +105.
Pollard, I have
he's close to even.
+105.
Okay, all right. So I like Tony P to score against the Colts.
All right, he's in. He's in the parlay.
So that just leaves Cakes.
Leaves your boy.
All right, then you can recap it.
I'm going to go with a guy who plays wideout for the Atlanta Falcons, who's had 25 targets in his last two games. His name's Drake London. Mm-hmm. Oh, and who does he draw this weekend? The hapless Carolina Panthers. Here are the score totals they've given up in their 5 weeks. 47, 26, 22. That was in a win. Mm-hmm. 34, and 36.
Mm.
Drake London, I think, is a lock to get in the end zone. And I'm getting him at plus money at +120. That rounds out the parlay.
All right.
There you go. The five-leg parlay. We have Derrick Henry, Terry McLaurin in the same game. We have Tony Pollard at +105. We had Drake London at +120 and Jameson Williams at +185. A $10 wager before the Gronk parlay spike, which usually adds 30 to 50%. $10 wins you $422.83.
Hmm.
That should get boosted up to about 650 or 700 or so by kick on Sunday.
Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.